Mr. Potofsky?
Hello?
Thank you. Just a moment, please, sir, for the President.
I'm on the phone.
I'm sorry, sir.
Who are you calling?
We've got Mr. Potofsky for you.
Hold him just 1 minute.
Thank you.
Hold him 1 minute.
Hold just a moment, please. He'll be right with you, sir.
Would you like to look at these? They're amusing.
Sorry to keep you waiting, sir.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Yes, done in triplicate.
Mr. Potofsky?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello?
Seeing you there yesterday and how much I enjoyed being with you, and I hope that you'll be coming in the first time you're down here. Give me a day's notice.
Mr. President, thank you very much. It was very nice to see you, and I want to tell you that your speech before the council was excellent.
Well,
the answer to our real problem is full employment, and it will do both for civil rights as well as unemployment problem.
Well, that's what
I wanted to see you, Mr. President, is about some unfinished business, and I thought of coming in about the middle of January when you are finished with your message to the Congress.
All right, that's good. That's good.
Is that all right?
That's good. I'm kind of jealous of you. My wife likes you better than all these labor leaders put together. But
she's an honorary member of my union.
If you can't get on, if you can't get in on your own, your honorary member can get you in. I'll tell you that.
Well, we want to extend, frankly, we want to extend to you an invitation for our 50th anniversary, which is going to be a big thing in New York City in the World's Fair.
You come in the middle and we'll talk about it.
That's fine.
Thank you a lot, Jack.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.